Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is the game day. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, rainy morning here throughout the Delaware Valley. The Birds and the Seattle Seahawks tonight, they seemingly never beat Russell Wilson. I mean, that guy is like a magician. He's phenomenal. And Carson, who a couple years ago was, you know, of the ilk of Russell Wilson as far as elite status in the NFL, no longer is even close to it. So, heck yeah, I'm excited to see someone else tonight and hoping that we do. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Bill kicks us off on a game day. What's going on, Bill?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, WIP and Joe DeCamera proudly bring to you the most disrespectful and asinine comment ever broadcast on radio.
Thank you, Bill.
How do you figure that?
Buddy, I listen to you, this radio station, from April to February every year, religiously.
Yep.
And when you said that, I picked up my phone and I literally called a meet like that. What you basically just wished injury on Carson?
No, I did not wish injury on Carson. No. Hold on, you're not going to get away with that nonsense. Okay, now you're going on hold because now you keep interrupting me. I wish his removal from the game, not by injury, but by the coach saying you are no longer my quarterback. The other guy is. Now, Bill, you can continue.
It's apples to apples, Joe. It's apples to apples.
Well, there's a big difference between a guy getting injured and a guy being removed for poor performance, Bill. I mean, come on. Don't be an idiot.
What are you going to do when Jalen Hurts goes in there and gets his clock clean, intercepted, sacked? You think that he can read the defense, that he has the experience Carson Wentz has? DeCamera, what you just said will go down in the annals of radio lunacy. What you just said.
Yeah. All right. I mean, Bill, you're here's what I know. Here's what I know, Bill. If there were 75,000 fans at that game tonight, like there normally would be in a non-pandemic year, the three and outs early would be met with tremendous boos, and the decision by Doug to replace Carson eventually, whenever that point would be, and Hurts running on the field would be greeted by a standing ovation by the crowd. Now, we don't get that moment because there will be zero fans, not 75,000. But you know enough, Bill, about Philadelphia to know Hurts running on that field would be a standing ovation to finally have a change.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Okay. All right. All right, Bill. Appreciate the call, man. I mean, I don't get the thinking. Look, I've seen those moments. I've seen them happen. And the quarterback change moment is always, always greeted with a standing ovation by the crowd, because the crowd is frustrated with the guy that had been the starter up to that point. Always. I've seen it happen. Every time, it's a standing ovation of the guy they go to. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on WIP.
Joe. I was going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, but now I just want to punch you in the mouth.
You can wish me a Merry Christmas. We're up to that point.
Nah, dude, you are moronic, bro. I'm sorry, man. I wish I could do your job, man. I wish.
Well, why am I moronic? I mean, what do you mean by that?
Because you are, dude. Like, you're wishing for – the problem isn't Wentz, bro. The problem isn't Wentz. Is he having a bad year? Yes. Yes, he's having a bad, awful year. But the problem is the offense is so stale, so bad. I know what plays are coming just watching the TV. Mm-hmm. And you think putting in a guy who can't throw a football is going to change that? Like,
well, now, why is Jalen Hurts incapable of throwing a football?
Because there's a reason why all when he comes in the game, all he does is run the ball. He can't read the defense.
It's not a good sign
it
that they've
not,
been
yeah,
so
not.
Basic with yeah. them.
I
and
agree.
And
right.
I understand Doug has said, like, the plays that are going in are run-pass option things where he's, you know, choosing to do what the defense allows. But, Joe, you have to admit, it's looked pretty bad.
Well, no, it's a terrible sign for Hurts that Peterson hasn't given him more capabilities. Now,
and with Carson playing as poorly as he has,
sure.
I mean, one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, statistically yep. speaking, it's taken this long.
Well, listen,
that's also a bad sign.
I agree. Here's the thing.
Not only that, but look how bad Goff looked last year, right?
Yep.
You remember how bad he was, and that team was, 9-7? What did Sean McVay do? He retooled that offense to fit his quarterback. Doug Peterson doesn't want to fit his quarterback. He wants a quarterback to fit him. Like, this is – I like Doug as a coach. As a coach, I think he's fine. But as a play designer, a play caller, a game planner, I think he's the worst coach in the NFL next to Adam Gase because their offense sucks just as bad as ours. Like, if it was up to me and Doug has to go, then that, I mean, fine, he has to go. So does Howie, because Howie ruined this team with these poor drafts these last 4 years. I want Bieniemy from Kansas City. He could be the head coach. Just look at I get jealous looking at the rest of this league and how the offenses look. So creative.
Yeah, me too.
Well, very, very, very different, Josh. I appreciate the call. I mean, one thing, John, that is clear is that if Hurts does get in there, we're going to get a whole new wave of, call it data, to analyze based on, you know, whether Doug looks better or worse accordingly. Meaning, if Hurts gets in there and does really good things, which I don't think is too likely because he's going to be a rookie quarterback.
So extremely unlikely.
I agree. But let's just hypothetically play it out here. If Hurts gets in there and does good things, Carson will look bad and Doug will look better, clearly. Because mm-hmm. then the people that, you know, knock on Doug will say, well, you know, will be met by resistance because it's like, well, you change quarterbacks and the offense did better. Okay. Then there's the, well, what if Hurts gets in there and falls flat on his face? Okay. What happens then? Well, then Hurts doesn't look good. Howie doesn't look good. Doug, I don't know, maybe it'd be a neutral, maybe not. You'd have to kind of know the nature of how Hurts falls on his face. And Carson will look better. Like, if Hurts is throwing passes, if they change quarterbacks and nothing happens, it'll make some people feel emboldened that Carson, it wasn't his fault. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, depending on how it looks. James, let me ask you a question. Are you excited? Like, when I say I'm excited to see Carson Wentz get benched, do you agree with that or not?
No.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Why?
It's a disaster for this franchise, man. Like, Carson Wentz is here. That contract is a mess. If he gets benched, if this is all over, if they don't even can't fix him, like, if that's it, like, this is not fun. This is not a positive thing to be excited about. It's a disaster
it
for
is
this
a,
franchise.
It is a disaster given the finances, but doesn't
that's it?
It?
Done. But, it's
no,
a disaster.
But, James, do you?
That's
do,
it. What are we talking about?
But I'll tell you what we're talking about. I'm talking about that 2 months ago, I identified it's over. You guys just didn't know it. You didn't know it, James. John, you didn't know it. And most Eagles fans didn't know it. 2 months ago, it was over. Just because you are late to the party of understanding it doesn't make me a bad guy. Doesn't make me bad for saying I'm excited to see a change. No. Guys, it's over. It's over. The Carson thing, whether they play him 6 more games or 22 more games through next year, it's all done. So as soon as you recognize
but
that.
But it's not. But that's the thing. It can't be done. This is the guy, and not necessarily because of merit. We understand that at this point.
Right.
Right now, his contract hasn't even kicked in.
Yeah, it's
you
a,
know, that
yeah.
extension part, that didn't even kick in. That will kick in next year, and it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, it got guaranteed this past spring
but
or whatever.
John, no, you're right. But why does he have to be the starter if he's on the team next year? Why can't it be either Hurts or a quarterback that they draft in the top 5? Why can't it be?
I guess it could be. And that's that just signifies an even more massive failure than we presently think this failure represents.
Okay. Look who's on the line. Our buddy Mitch Williams calling in. What's going on, Mitchy Poo?
Good morning, guys. I love listening to you guys go at it. It starts my day off right.
Well, there you go,
Mitch. I'm going to take both sides of this coin here, though. I agree with you, John, that Carson is in desperate need of a shock to his system, and I believe that benching him might just get that accomplished. But the other thing, in response to your comment, Joe,
yep,
I understand where you're coming from, because something new is always exciting until it's not. So you want to see Hurts and see if he can do anything different than what Carson's getting accomplished.
Correct.
I understand that as a fan. The thing that everybody keeps going back to about Jalen Hurts, he's a runner. If you didn't see him play in college, he won a national championship, lost his job, came back in, saved their bacon against Georgia the following year, and then Tua got hurt again. This guy knows how to throw the football. Why do you think he's only thrown two passes to this point of the season? What would that signify to you, John?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, that is worrisome. That's cause for consternation. That they've been so unwilling to open it up with this guy. Now, Doug will say, hey, these plays that are going in, he has had the option to throw it, but the defense has told him to keep it. But I don't know. You'd think when we came out of camp and the word was from the reporters who were there at practice, they were saying, man, throwing the ball better than expected was Jalen Hurts.
He can throw.
Yeah.
He can throw.
Spinning that ball. Well, why hasn't he then? If it was all that good. Yeah.
This is my point, John, and you'll know this better than any of us because you're an insider looking out. We're an outsider looking in. How much of that do you think if Doug puts him out there, puts Hurts on the field, runs a nine route, and Hurts throws a dime for a touchdown, now you have a quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a controversy if he's completing little seven-yard out.
Yeah.
But if you put him out there and give him the opportunity to beat someone deep and he does it, now Doug has his hands full of a big mess.
Which I think, Mitch, they were trying to avoid earlier in the year because they were trying to give Carson every opportunity to dig his way out of it and didn't want to create a quarterback controversy in the meantime. I think they're so exasperated with Carson that they're now willing to go to those lengths.
Well, hearing Doug talk last week at his Monday call with Angelo and then the press conference, he kind of flip-flopped. I mean, Carson is our guy to I'm the guy that will make that decision.
And that's where, you know, even people like me who love Doug get frustrated. It's like, dude, just – you know, have a spine, be strong, pick a path. And I don't even mean pick a path on quarterback because, of course, you have the right to change who your quarterback is, but have command. I mean, Doug is so wishy-washy sometimes.
Well, that's the part that bothers me.
Yeah.
Every player that walks on the field at some point in his career is going to warrant a benching. You do not truly find the great ones until you find out how they react to that benching. And I think this is a really good way because the old adage, adversity builds character. No, it don't. It reveals it.
Interesting.
And that's what I would like to see. How does Carson react to having his butt slapped on the bench for a reality check?
I agree with you.
I would love to see it just for a start. Start him, but tell Carson, don't tell Carson, only plan on playing Hurts for a series or two. Maybe that's enough to get Carson up off his butt and thinking, okay, maybe I need to take some coaching.
Mitch, it's good stuff, man. We appreciate, as always, when you call in, Mitch. Stay well, and we hope you had a great Thanksgiving, man.
You too, guys. Y'all have a great holiday.
All right, thanks, Mitch. Mitch Williams, which is kind of singing the tune you've been saying, John, which is to bench him temporarily to see how he responds thereafter.
Yeah.
And that's been your point. That's been your point.
That's what I'm hoping we'll see, and he'll respond. But it's not something that that I feel good about. It's not something that I'm like relishing the idea of watching him languish on the sideline.
So you didn't you didn't have a dream about it last night.
No. No. I mean the way you're stating this, it sounds like
gleeful?
Yeah. You've got ill will toward the guy and you're thrilled to see him sit because he needs to be taken down a peg. Like yes, I agree with you, I guess. I do think it'll do him good, but it's because I hope the best for him. You don't hope the best for him. You want him to sit and stay and look foolish.
I don't think that's fair. Because John, I can tell you, is my preference that the Eagles have touchdowns in their first three drives tonight? Yes. I just think it's so unlikely. See, that's the thing. I just think it's so unlikely.
It's so unlikely. Is that because of Carson more, or is that because of the guys he's throwing to?
Well, and then the Doug factor, and that's been kind of the million-dollar question of the season. You know, whose fault really is it? And, of course, it's probably to a certain extent spread around the
ball. We all know it's a lot of people's fault.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're putting most of the blame on Carson's shoulders and expressing your excitement in the idea that there's finally some comeuppance.
All right, look,
tonight.
215-592-9494. By the way, we have a pizza pass to Pizzadelphia 3 to give away today. The takeout tour is presented by Gerhard's Appliances. You can take a historic pizza takeout tour where you can enjoy a full specialty pie from five different pizzerias for just $25. Visit PizzadelphiaFest.com for all the details. And, John, it's back on this date in the early part of last century, 1907, where the Pike Place Market, you might know the name, you might not, but you might know the story behind it, where they opened up and they started doing their fish tossing thing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
One stall to the next. You were there one time, right?
I've been there, yeah. It's amazing.
It's
giant salmon flying through the air.
It's their thing, right? It's their
very
shtick.
Cool.
Yeah. It's what they do. Yeah, it's their shtick.
You a big fan of the Pike Place Market?
I've heard of it, but I don't know specifically much about it other than they just toss fish around. Okay.
Yeah.
Want to toss fish? If that's your thing, sure. All right, John, in honor of this fish tossing, I guess you'd call it a shtick.
Yep.
Curious from you, John, from James and everyone at 215-592-9494. Who's got a shtick? Or what's got a shtick? Like, you know, we're talking about kind of a signature something. It's sort of their thing.
Yeah.
Unique to them.
Yeah.
You know, John, when you think of someone or something with a shtick.
Okay. Yeah. This is a shtick that I don't necessarily appreciate. This is Miley Cyrus. Once upon a time was this wholesome Disney-esque young performer.
Yep.
And now her shtick has become she's weird and sort of like overly sexy. She's always got her tongue sticking out. She's dressing scantily.
She's not alone in that, though. I mean, other people are, you know, play that role.
That's true. But she's taken the overly sexy thing a little far.
Maybe
that shtick is a little too overdone.
If you went to the twerking component, then maybe you'd, you know, be more.
What is happening right now?
No, I'm just saying, right? I mean, that would be kind of shtick-ish. All right, Seltzer, give me who or what has a shtick.
I'll give a better answer.
Yeah, because that was a little vague.
How about this?
Yeah.
Back. Chris Berman. This whole thing was a shtick.
Yeah, that's a good call. Look, a lot of ways to go here. I'll give you one from comedy. Who clearly had, I mean, he's the only person that this was his thing. Roddy Dangerfield grabbing the tie, shaking the tie. No respect. I can't really do an imitation here. But, I mean, Rodney's whole thing where, you know, his wife's against him, his daughter's against him, everybody's against him, no respect. You know, it was brilliant. He made an entire career out of this idea that the man is disrespected. And from a comedy standpoint, it was brilliant. And it was clearly a shtick. All right, hit us up here, 215-592-9494.
That was a good impression. Can we hear that again, Jimmy? This is one of your better ones.
No respect. Can't get any respect. No, it's really, really terrible. And by the way, I'm actually grabbing, like, around my tie area. I don't know why. I don't have a tie on. I don't know why I felt the need to grab it, but I did.
Hey, is this turning out like your dream? Like, has the show been like your dream? Are you clairvoyant?
The show was only the first couple minutes of the first segment. So we're now into new territory.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see where everyone's at. Look, 215-592-9494. Also coming up, the report over the weekend about Jeffrey Lurie not going to the Cleveland Browns game.
Mm.
And the stated reason in the report of what that's about. Eagles say it's otherwise. We'll dive into that. What to make of it all. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. That's up ahead. Reuben Frank joins us at 11 on a game day on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.